Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Sell yourself out to Him. Get all in. Find completeness in Him. Find your fullness in Him. Grow up in Him. Live for Him. Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Be for Him. Amen? In other words, He's saying, there's coming a day that God is going to bring us to Him. And Paul says, I want you to live such a life that you can present yourself complete and whole to God someday. And when you stand before Him, you can look back and you can see it didn't start and stop at the altar. It started at the altar and it went all the way through to the last breath. And I just lived for God. I grew with God. I found wisdom. Lord, when I made a mistake, I straightened it up through the grace of God. And I come out of that and learn from my errors. I learn through the Holy Spirit. I learn through the Word. I learn to live for Jesus. Why? Because we're so in love with Him and so appreciate what He's done for us that we honor Him and honor His covenant, and we never, ever, ever let the One who lives in us ever be left out of our daily life. Amen? We need to do that, folks. In fact, you're right there in Colossians. If you look in chapter 2, listen to what Paul admonishes here in the verses 6 and 7. He says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Notice that? Just don't receive Him. Now walk in Him. How did you receive Him? By faith. How did you receive Him? By letting Him come into your life. How did you receive Him? By realizing you couldn't do it yourself. So therefore let Him. So Paul is saying, you couldn't get to God without Christ, and you had to let Him do a work in you. So now just live like He is Lord of your life, and He's the strength and source of your life. Now walk in Him. And then he goes on and tells you a little bit how to do it. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. In other words, he's saying this. Now that you're saved and Jesus is your Lord, get in the Word and get taught on how you can abound in the riches of this inheritance. Learn how to live for Christ now. Learn how to walk with Christ now. Let everything about you be about Christ now. Amen? Because, see, it's God's will that you not only get saved, but that you have a fruitful Christian life. Amen? That you your faith begins to move mountains. Your prayers begin to get answered. And you become a witness to other people, and you are able to share with them that God is doing a work in you, and what He's doing for you, He can do for them. Hallelujah. Somebody says, yeah, but you know, I've got all these problems. Yeah, but look how far you've come. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Somebody says, well, I don't have anything. Well, you know what? It's kind of like a friend of mine. They go to church here, and he said, you know, one night he had a pickup truck. And he said this pickup truck had a miss in it. He was driving home from work and hit the late shift or whatever. And he said it was cold. And he said that he pulls up to a stoplight and the engine is missing. And he said, I'm just complaining like everything about my old pickup truck. This is a true story. He goes to church here. And he said, I'm sitting there and I'm fussing about my pickup truck. And it's cold out. It's wintertime. And he said, I look out and there's a guy sitting there beside me on a bicycle, shivering and shaking. And he says, and the light turns green, and he starts pedaling, trying to get home on his bicycle. And he said, I sat there almost through the green light and just repented. God, forgive me. At least I'm inside of a cab of a pickup truck. I'm not on a bike. See, a lot of times we think, well, I don't have all this stuff perfect. What have I got? And you know what's amazing? When he changed his attitude and got thankful for his truck, he said, I gave it the gas, and the mist went out of the engine. He said, it never did come back. He said, that engine started running smooth after that. He said, I thought, my God, if I'd appreciated this thing, I'd gotten this better. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? So many times we think, well, something's missing in our life, or something's not working in my life. But you know, there's somebody out there that you can still minister to that's still got it worse than you. Because you see, no matter what's going on, at least you're in Christ. and you're heading in the right direction. Amen. You might not be hitting on all cylinders yet, but praise God, if you get your attitude right, God will clean that mess up out of your life. Amen. John chapter 15, real quickly, we're going to close this down. Look what he says here in John the 15th chapter. Jesus is teaching here, and he's talking to us about growing up in him as a Christian. Notice he says in verse 1, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, the husbandman. In other words, he says, I'm the true vine. I'm the one you're going to be connected to. I'm the one that's going to work in your life. But the Father, he's the vine dresser. He's over it all. And he's going to reserve the right to expect and demand things out of your life. Amen? Because you see, the reason Jesus Christ came was not just so we could have Christ in us, but so that we could have the spirit of adoption whereby we cry out, Abba, Father, where God becomes our Father. And through the Lord Jesus, we have access to the Father. Amen? And so the Heavenly Father is still, he's over all this. Amen? And Jesus is at his right hand as our Lord and representative and King over the kingdom. But you see, even the Bible says that one day Jesus is going to come back, conquer his enemies, make his enemies his footstool, and then turn the kingdom over to the Father. You ever read that? And so he says, I'm the vine, but my Father, he's the husbandman, he's the farmer, he's the vine dresser, he's the one overseeing this. Are you hearing me? And then he goes on, he says this. He says, every branch in me that bears fruit, it doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch in me that bears fruit, he prunes or purges that it may bear more fruit. Then he says this, now are you clean, you are already clean through the word which I've spoken to you. In other words, now after verse 3, you could take it like this. Verse 3 is your salvation. Because you're born again of the incorruptible word of God. So now he said, now you're already clean because you've accepted my word. You've given your heart to me. And you're washed in the blood. Amen? And so now he says, you're already clean. I've already cleaned you up. You've accepted my word. I've come into your life. Now, you're one with the Father. But now look what he says in verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. And he that abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. You know what he's saying? Now that you've made Jesus Lord, why would you try to live your life without him? Why would you try to fight the battles of life without Jesus? Why wouldn't you get up every day? To abide means to dwell in, to make your home your abode. And Jesus said, listen, you need to realize the reason I came was so you wouldn't have to fight life's battles by yourself. And without me, you can't really win. But if you get up every day and say, Lord Jesus, you're my Lord, and I just surrender my life to you, and Lord, walk in me, talk in me, live in me, have your way in me, help me to be a light shining to others. Lord, I just surrender my life to you. Jesus said, if you'll walk and stay connected to me, he said, you can be very fruitful in your Christian walk. Amen? Meaning what? We take Christ out of the sanctuary and we make him a part of our daily lives. And we just don't serve him on Sunday. We don't fall back into religion where we go to a place one time a week because we think that's where God's at. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But I want to tell you what. The Lord is just as real in my life in the car going home on Sundays as he was while I was in the sanctuary on Sundays. Amen? And Jesus is saying, now that you're saved, live every day with me. When you were lost, you lived every day with the devil. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. You did. You cussed. You went the wrong places. You did the wrong things. You ate the wrong things, drank the wrong things, did the wrong things. And you did it unconsciously. Because you had that nature. But God says, now I've given you a new heart and a new nature, written my laws in. And now Jesus said, you're clean. So now abide in me, live in me, let me live in you. Because with me in your life, you can do anything that you need to get done. The reason Jesus Christ came was so he could be involved in your life 24/7. Isn't that good? And he could work in our lives. But now look down here in verse 7. He's going to give you a clue. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Let's look at that real quickly in the Amplified. Can we put that up real quick? He says, if you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask what of you will and it shall be done for you. You know what he's saying? Don't leave your Bibles closed except on Sunday morning. Live this thing, folks. Stay in the Word every day. The Word is food, hallelujah. Jesus in Matthew 4th chapter, when the enemy attacked him and he said, just turn this stone into bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know what he's saying there in Matthew 4:4? The Word of God is God's food. And if you'll eat God's food, you'll be strong to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen? But notice Jesus said that Word has become truth and live in you too. John chapter 8, what did Jesus say over there? He said, if you continue in my word, then you'll know the truth. You'll be my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. Why does the Lord want to stay in his word and know his truth? So we can walk free. I don't know about you, but I like being free from drugs. I like being free from the world and from sin and darkness and wrong thoughts and anger and hatred and bitterness and strife and division and causing all kinds of problems. I'm so glad that I'm free from judging a person by the color of their skin or by their education level or by what kind of car they drive or what house they live in. I'm so glad that I'm free from all of that petty junk in this world because, see, Christ came into me and gave me a new nature, wrote his laws in my life, and praise God, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And all of a sudden you wake up one day and you see the whole world different. God just jerks those blinders off your mind. You go, oh my God, even with that beard, you're a good looking guy. I like you, man. Praise God, you're all right. Amen. No, you're good too. Praise God. Amen. Because all of a sudden, you're not out to put anybody down. You're out to lift somebody up. Yeah. And when somebody hurts, man, you all of a sudden you care about it. Because God's nature's in you. Yeah. And where you were hopeless and saw yourself as a failure, all of a sudden now you got a hope. You got expectations. You got dreams again. And this time you know you're going to win because God is on your side. And the Word's going to work. And the Lord's going to help you through that. Because you see, I'm not going to try to do this on my own. I tried before and it failed. But I don't have to try it on my own anymore because Jesus is now with me. And he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. So I'm going to do it with him. Amen? And what does he finally say down here in verse 8? He says this, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Isn't that good? God wants us to bear much fruit and bring him glory in our lives. He wants you victorious. That's why Jesus came. Amen? That's what this season is all about. That's what this time is all about, is us knowing who we are in Christ and then living our lives in Christ. Amen?
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.